Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. All this week, we've been celebrating our anniversary month by looking to the past. Today, we look at the exciting future of SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall. April is anniversary month at Watchmen on the Wall. 91 years ago, Southwest Radio Ministries was founded. April 1933, our founder, Dr. E.F. Weber, declared for the first time that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. All this month, we have special programs, brand new resources, and a new mission outreach. Would you consider giving a gift in honor of our anniversary? This ministry remains on the air because of your prayers and financial support. You can give by visiting our website, SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com. Or you can give by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Thank you for your gifts and ongoing support of Southwest Radio Ministries in this program, Watchmen on the Wall. Well, friends, I'm joined in the studio today by a group of gentlemen who know a lot about Southwest Radio Ministries, Watchmen on the Wall, and they are uniquely qualified to talk about our topic today. As I mentioned a few moments ago, all this week, we've been really celebrating our anniversary month. This is our 91st year of the Watchmen on the Wall program and of Southwest Radio Ministries. So as we've gotten in the radio vault and listened to some classic programs this week, we've really taken a look back at the past. Well, today, we want to really look at what does the future hold for Southwest Radio Ministries and for this program, Watchmen on the Wall. And to help us do that, we've invited to the microphone Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill. Thank you, sir, for being with us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Also, the Executive Director of Affirm Apologetics, which is a ministry outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries, Clayton Van Hus, is here.
Well, hello, and thank you, Matthew.
And then our staff evangelist, Josh Davis, is also with us. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Matthew. Great to be with you all.
Well, we've got a lot of ground to cover and not pull on time to do that, so let's get started. First, before we get into some specifics of things that are going on here at the ministry and that we have planned by God's grace and provision, of course, I wanted to just kind of turn the microphone over to you, Dr. Hill, as the president of the ministry. Kind of give us a summary, a kind of a report of how you think the ministry is doing, where you think we are right now as we begin our 91st year.
Well, thank you, Matthew, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here with our listeners today. 91 years, it's far too long for me to really think about, and yet it is the truth when we've come this far by faith and God is taking us into the future. It won't be long, and I think what God has for us is a new world and a new world order that will be made in effect by Jesus Christ himself as he will be in charge of the future. And I'm looking forward to that, and of course we talk about that almost every day on the Watchmen on the Wall broadcast. And we have the opportunity to share with our listeners what's going on in the world around us and as it relates to Bible prophecy. I was watching a television prophetic program just the other night, and it reminded me of the future of Southwest Radio Church Ministries, what's going on with the new video side of things, and you're going to talk about some of that, as well as the new audio opportunities that we have to get the word out. God has opened the door wider than it's ever been opened in the 91 years of this ministry, and God has on the horizon such great opportunities for us that we can't even really take time to talk about them all in 25 minutes. But I'm wanting you guys to come around the mic now and share those things in particular, the specifics that God has in store for us in the coming months.
One of the really big things that Southwest Radio Ministries has been allowed to be a part of and start to be a part of here recently has been on the video side, as you mentioned, Dr. Hill. And I am so excited to report to the listeners that as of this program being recorded today, that our brand new television studio is only waiting for flooring to be installed, and then the construction phase will be complete. And all of the build-out will be finished. We only have the floor left. And then we'll begin fundraising and begin praying for the Lord and asking the Lord to provide the needed equipment, the cameras, the scenery, the lighting, the microphones, and all of that. And the purpose behind the television studio is to be able to bring back, for the first time in a number of years, the Prophecy in the News television program. And that television program was around for about 40 years, was founded and hosted by J.R. Church. Many, many people saw that television program and made it a part of their weekly viewing habits. And very, very excited to be able to say to you today that our intention, our goal, is to bring Prophecy in the News television back on a weekly basis here very, very soon. And a big, big step was getting the construction of the television studio out of the way. And as I said, as of today, the only thing left for build-out, for construction to be completed, is for the flooring to be installed. Well, how are we able to make that TV studio build-out happen? Well, because of a handful of people that have been very generous financially to the ministry. And we've had individuals that listened to the radio program, and they said, hey, we want to help you build this TV studio. We had one individual in particular who came to one of our live events, one of our Prophecy in the News live conferences, and they heard us talk about the TV studios and the opportunity to bring Prophecy in the News television back. And they said, hey, we would like to make a donation to the TV studio. And they gave a very sizable donation to that. We've had a lot of people coming together to help make the television studio a reality. And so that construction, as I said, is almost complete. Next phase will be getting the equipment in there. And then we will begin filming, begin recording the Prophecy in the News television program. Another great leap forward in our studios is this week, our podcast, our video podcast studio equipment is being installed. Now, that's a separate studio that will allow us to record video podcasts. Podcasts, of course, are all the rage. People more and more, I just read a report earlier today, actually, that podcast listening, and I guess you could call it also podcast viewing, has almost surpassed television viewing of how many people access podcasts versus television. Well, we want to be able to use all means of forms of communication and media to get the gospel out, whether that's on television, whether that's right here on the radio, whether it's as an audio podcast or a video podcast. And this brand new video podcast studio will allow us to launch, our goal this year is to launch 5 brand new podcast dealing with current events, dealing with apologetics, dealing with marginal mysteries, biblical mysteries, also podcasts dealing with keeping people up to date with what is happening with the one world system that is all around us and is all around the globe. All of these different topics will be covered in the various podcasts that will be able to be produced in this brand new video podcast studio. So whether it's the TV studio, the video podcast studio, Southwest Radio Ministries is really working hard to be present online and in front of the cameras, as well as behind the microphone, as we have for over 90 years now. We also have been working very hard, Dr. Hill, as you know, to expand the areas that we present the gospel in. And one of those areas is in the areas of apologetics. And we asked Clayton Van Hus to join us in the studio today because he is the executive director of Affirm Apologetics. Now, that is not a separate ministry. That is a department, a branch, if you will, of Southwest Radio Ministries. Clayton, if you would, take a few moments and explain to our listeners and those that are listening online as well as on the radio, what exactly is Affirm Apologetics?
Okay, Affirm Apologetics is our apologetics branch. Now, what is apologetics? Of course, in the New Testament, Peter tells us that we must have an argument. We must have a case for the faith that we have for the hope that is within us. He tells us to have an apologia, which is the same thing as a court case. If you watch court movies or TV and you see the lawyer open up his briefcase and it's got all of his evidence and all that sort of thing in it, Peter tells us we are to have that. And then Paul goes on in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, to say that those who don't believe in God do not have such a case. They do not have an apologia. So if we're going to talk about the legacy of Southwest Radio Church, where we're going, then we need to understand the lineage, where we came from. And we were looking at some older documents here in the filing cabinets and things that were written many years ago before most believers had ever even heard the word apologetics. And there was talk amongst the staff 40-some years ago about how Southwest Radio Church is an apologetics ministry. And so what does that mean? That means building a case. If we don't have a case for our faith, we run into all sorts of trouble. Just today, I was on a social media site where people were talking about, they were talking about the Red Sea crossing, and there were arguments and there was hatefulness between believers. Well, if you don't believe what I believe, then you're not even biblical. Well, everybody on the site was arguing from the Bible. They were arguing different interpretations. What does this mean? What do, things that scholars disagree about. And so rather than having a civil discussion based on the evidence at hand, it became a free-for-all where there was name-calling and it was not Christ-like. So if we are able to understand, if we are able to do as Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15, to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, that we will be workmen who need not to be ashamed. So if we study, if we learn the Word of God, if we care enough, if we're going to have an argument, if we're going to have a discussion, we must understand where it's coming from. And so Affirm is doing that. Affirm is helping the believer to illuminate the text. What does the text say? What do the scholars say? What did the apostles say as they wrote about the Old Testament and they commented? We illuminate the text. We want to equip the believer with their case file, with their apologia, and then we want to defend the scriptures. That's what we are called to do, and so we must, with confidence and with intelligence, stand up and do this.
It's very unique in one respect when you think about it, because you're like, well, Southwest Radio Ministries, Watchmen on the Wall, has been known for a long time as a Bible prophecy ministry, and we are. But as you stated, we found those documents in the archives that talked about from many, many decades ago having this ministry described by its staff as an apologetics ministry. And I think now when you look at the news and the things that are reported on and talked about, whether it's in our headlines from the End Times or our Bible in the News report or Josh's One World Update, when you listen to Watchmen on the Wall, now more than ever, we need apologetics and we need to be prepared to give a defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Affirm Apologetics has been an excellent addition to help make that happen. Now, another unique thing as we look at the future and we look ahead here at Southwest Radio Ministries is something that's really unique to SWRC. And that is SWRC and Watchmen on the Wall. We produce most of the materials and resources that you hear presented on the program or at our website, swrc.com. And that's really not the case for a lot of organizations and a lot of ministries. I'm talking about our books. I'm talking about our DVDs. I'm talking about Pilgrimage to Zion, our new television series. Talking about how last August we were blessed to take a professional film crew over to the Middle East and to film documentaries and television series thanks to the generosity of donors. And now we're starting to see the fruits of those filmings and recordings as we start to release these television series and documentaries, all designed around bringing Christ-centered clarity to all of the chaos that is out there. Josh Davis, come to the microphone and talk to our listeners a little bit about the future of the resources that we manufacture, that we make right here at our offices.
I think what you just said, Matthew, hits the nail on the head, because we're able to control what we produce. And in this age where there's such a cancel culture, as Clayton was talking about, the vitriol that we see online, we're able to bring all of that in-house. Number one, we're able to control our costs, keep cost of production down to where as a ministry, we can be good stewards of what God has given and what people who partner with us in ministry have entrusted us with. We feel like it's wise stewardship to be able to develop all this in-house, but also no one can censor what we have to say, whether that be in our monthly prophetic observers that we send out and all the different resources that we send out across the country, the books, the DVDs, all those kinds of things. And we're able to produce that in-house, and God's brought along a talented team of people who are writing the content, who are helping to organize it and make it edited and presented in such a fashionable and a beautiful and elegant way, and a team of designers and editors and so much more. So God's assembled a wonderful team of people who are ministry-minded and who love the Lord and who are wanting to see this ministry just continue to unfold. And I think that God is rewarding some of the fruits of those efforts in these new projects that we're developing.
Also, let's talk a little bit about the future of missions here at Southwest, because when we looked back at some of our old materials, our archive materials, our historical documents, because when you serve at a ministry that's over 90 years old, you're always turning up stuff. And it's really neat to know how mission-minded Southwest Radio Ministries has been really just about its entire existence, whether it's the Onesimus Prison Ministry, which Josh oversees, whether it's the Pearls in Paradise outreach to the South Pacific that we've talked about with Dr. Carl Baugh in the past, whether it is our Africa Needs Jesus campaign that we're partnering with TWR on this month during the month of April to provide wind-up and solar radios to the continent of Africa. These mission outreaches, the school in Pakistan that we've supported now for several decades, the Christian school there in Pakistan, all of these mission outreaches, and you might say, now, wait a minute, isn't Southwest Radio Ministries a mission outreach? Yes, we are, but we firmly believe in the need for today and tomorrow in the future to continue to proclaim the good news, whether it's on Watchmen on the Wall, whether it's on one of our brand new video podcasts, maybe it's in the pages of the Prophecy in the News magazine that we publish every single month, or on the upcoming brand new Prophecy in the News television program. Maybe it's in one of our live events, on one of our conferences that we do. Maybe it's in supporting other ministries like the school in Pakistan, like our prison ministry outreach. Josh, talk about the future of the Onesimus Prison Ministry, and not only where it is right now, but where you see it going in the near future.
Well, God's blessed us to be able to see some growth, and it's all of God, and that's what I often say. You know, God is the source of all these blessings, and He channels it through us, through our ministry partners, and then puts it into the hands of those who need to hear the good news. And so we have seen several new inmates that have reached out to the ministry. And I would love to see the gospel, the good news of Jesus, go into the hands of every inmate across America. And just think about the impact that that could have for eternity. And we're seeing so many reach out to us and wanting to get on our mailing list. Oftentimes, the calendar is the front door for that. They see a calendar and like, where'd you get this from? Who's this from? Maybe a chaplain handed it to them. They see our contact information in the back. They reach out to us. They get on the mailing list. They start requesting some of the resources that we have, and we've heard from inmates who are receiving Christ. We hear from inmates who are being discipled. They're growing in the Lord, and it's encouraging to see inmates that are now preaching and teaching and holding Bible studies behind bars where sometimes even chaplains can't go at times, and they are reaching those people who are there. So we're excited to be a small part of what God's doing through the Onesimus Prison Outreach.
And on these outreaches, it's important to remember that they are only able to take place because of the people's generosity, the listeners' support, financial support, prayer support, whether it's the prison outreach, the school in Pakistan, whether it's this very program, to be on the radio, to be distributed online at oneplace.com, sermonaudio.com, as an individual podcast. All of that is able to happen because of your, my dear friend that's listening right now, because of your generosity. Now, I've got something for you when we talk about the future of Southwest Radio Ministries, and that is Clayton Van Hus is going to Israel here in about a month and a half, and you might say, what in the world does that have to do with the future of Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries. Clayton, how does that have anything to do with the future?
It covers it in various areas. Of course, I'm going to Israel for an archaeological dig. I am our staff archaeologist. So Southwest Radio Ministries now has a staff archaeologist. How cool is that? And we are on the cutting edge of biblical archaeology. We are digging at the site of Shiloh, where the tabernacle once stood, the Ark of the Covenant. Samuel heard the voice of God there. Hannah talked to God silently, and he heard her. It is a place where God hears and where God speaks. So it is important to Southwest Radio Ministries because while in Israel, we have the chance to be on the ground. Of course, right now, Israel is in the news. As we would expect as a prophecy ministry, we do expect to see Israel in the news more and more and more in the near future. And so while I am there, not only will I be able to give reports of what we're pulling up out of the ground that fits with the Bible, I'll also be able to give live reports and current reports on what is happening on the ground in Israel with the war with Hamas, with the Palestinians. Of course, our dig is in Judea and Samaria, which is often called the West Bank. So every day we're in and out, we're around soldiers, we're around Palestinians. And of course, we stay in East Jerusalem with Christian Palestinians, and they are a good voice as to what's going on. And of course, we have good Jewish friends there as well. So we're going to be getting it from all areas and be able to bring it back to our listeners straight from the source.
And as we talked about earlier, there'll be a video component, a visual component to that as well, so people will need to stay tuned. And let me just announce today that we are so close to being able to launch our brand new website, swrc.com. You can go there now and see our current website. But we have had a whole team of people that have been diligently working for several months now on a brand new website. It's not a refresh. It's not just putting on some different colors and different looks of it. It is a completely new website where you will be able to digitally download videos. You'll be able to access podcasts on demand. You'll be able to listen to current as well as archived Watchmen on the Wall radio programs. You'll be able to read the latest Prophetic Observer newsletter articles, as well as access the Prophecy in the News magazine in a digital format. All of that is going to be available on our brand new swrc.com website. Again, made possible because of folks who are giving, people who are faithful, who are donating on a monthly basis, people who have named Southwest Radio Ministries and Southwest Radio Church of the Air in their will. Those legacy gifts have been able to keep us going strong for over 90 years. And as we look to the future, Dr. Hill, we look at the new TV studio, the new video podcast studio, the new website, all these new resources and new mission outreach opportunities that Josh talked about. Being able to stand and offer a defense of our faith on the ground in Israel with a firm apologetics and with a biblical archaeologist. It looks to me as though the future for Southwest Radio Ministries is quite bright, but I know that you see even brighter things ahead for the ministry.
I hope so. I am so excited, having worked with the ministry for 40 years and seeing the ministry have some difficulty times, you know, difficult times, where we thought, oh, what's going to happen next? And then we saw a new day dawning. God, in His love and grace, has enabled this ministry to get into the 91st year of its existence, and it is continuing to set new records. We have an unlimited number of possible resources in the various people that we've been able to meet and to learn from. There's so many good teachers out there, and we want to share them with you. There's so many good researchers out there who have done wonderful jobs, and we want to expose them to you. And there are those who have been ready to speak, but have not had the place for their voice to be heard. And Southwest Radio Church Ministries is that place. And God has been using us greatly, and I think the future is even brighter. And I would encourage you, my friend, to pray with us, because we know that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. And with that in mind, we want you to pray for us, and we want you to consider giving to the work. And if you would do so, please include us in your giving when you put together your final giving plan. When there's a will or some other portion of documents that are made, just remember that Southwest Radio Church of the Air Incorporated would be happy to hear from you. God bless you, my friend.
New resources are here. Micah Van Hus's brand new book entitled Secret Societies, Josh Davis's brand new book, Rise of the One World Mind, and the brand new television series filmed in Israel, Pilgrimage to Zion, hosted by Larry Stamm. To commemorate our anniversary month, we have several special resources that we want to share. Three special devotional books that will encourage you and your faith. First, our founder E.F. Weber explores that nothing is impossible with God or for God in the book entitled Impossibilities. Up next, Charles Weber examines the significance of the trio crucified in the booklet Golgotha's Three Crosses. And finally, Dr. David Weber presents a collection of teachings on the parables of the Olivet Discourse. All three devotional books are available today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order these outstanding devotionals, as well as any of our brand new resources, at our website, swrc.com. Impossibilities by E.F. Weber, Golgotha's Three Crosses by Charles Weber, The Olivet Discourse by David Weber, Secret Societies by Micah Van Hus, Rise of the One World Mind by Josh Davis, all available when you call 1-800-652-1144. Lord willing, we'll be back here Monday, ready to once again bring clarity to the chaos. Head into the weekend with the encouragement that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for 91 years by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.